Bank of Cardiff.
How are you doing? My name is Jerry Sarabo. I received a letter in the mail about a credit line for my business.
Okay, let me see here.
And, before I move forward with the information and sending in paperwork, I was just wondering if you can give me some more information.
Sure. The information you received, did it have a reservation code?
Right.
Okay, what are the numbers?
2511-3701-0039-4540.
Okay. Let me just verify some information and then I can let you know what programs we have available. Now, the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, and this is for Sarabo & Son, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still at the 930 Clare Avenue address in Huntington Valley?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Perfect. And you said this was Nick?
Jerry.
I'm sorry. Okay, and you're the owner of the business?
Just a quick question before I got to this is exactly what I was trying to say. I mean, before I put in, I don't know what it is. I mean, like I said, this something came in the mail. So before we move any forward, I was just wondering if there's any way you can give me more information, and then if the thing is fine, then, we'll move forward with the rest of the information. Is that something you can do?
Yes, it is. I just want to make sure you actually own the business.
Okay. I mean, this thing came in the mail, so it really don't matter. Anybody could have called, but I do own the business, so it's
okay.
It's not like a certified
Perfect.
Letter or something.
I see. Okay. So, yeah, what you did receive is an offer for financing. We have a lot of different programs here. Was there something specific you would use the funds for? Just so we can guide you maybe towards the program?
No, just the credit line on the business, just to stay safe, pretty much. That's pretty much it. Winter's coming. There's expensive. There's, snow removal that we do. So sometimes you just need a little bit of cash flow for the winter to move forward.
Okay. What does your business do exactly?
Well, we're a construction company.
Oh, okay.
Concrete is our main thing.
Okay, so I know in concrete in the winter, you don't really do that because it can't set, correct? I mean, for the most part, or?
There's a lot to it, but yes.
Okay.
My question to you is this. Says right here that I'm pre-approved for $250,000, which, whatever, that's fine. Let's say that I do approve for $250,000.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, I see where there's three different options. There's secure loan, unsecured loan, and refi loan. So if I do borrow $250,000 with the secure loan, so that means that I have to prove everything from my business, which is not a problem. What are the terms? For 5 years, it's an open credit line for up to 5 years, and what are the interest? Just tell me about it.
Yeah. What is your business doing now for gross revenue?
Over $2 million.
Okay. Do you have a credit line now open or working capital loans?
We never have one.
Oh, okay. And do you need any equipment right now?
No, not right now.
No equipment. Okay. So we do offer equipment financing, so you wouldn't need that. That goes out to 2 to 5 year terms. In terms of secured financing, we would need some type of asset or collateral, not real estate, but it would be, it could be yellow iron, vehicles, work vehicles, in order to do a secured loan, which would be over a 2 to 5 year period. Now, if you don't have that, we can do an unsecured loan under the business. It would be a business loan. That usually ranges from 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So you would probably get approved right around that 200, maybe 225 range. We usually will approve you for the max amount, and then you can decide how much you want to take. So maybe you only need a cushion of, $50,000 for the winter. Then you could take whatever you want out of that max approval. For this program, though, the term lengths, because it's unsecured, it's more risk involved, so they're not going to be as long as the secured loans. We typically see the range from 3 months out to a couple of years and anywhere in between. So we'll approve you for the longest term, and then you can decide what term you actually want to go with for the business. And then you can pay the loans off. You can pay the loans off early as well and get a discount.
So let's say I do get approved for $220,000. So
yes.
How much is, like, you know, my interest, my monthly payment on this credit line? I mean, how much am I going to pay for? Is that based on what you use, or is it based on the whole amount?
So whatever amount you take, you would pay back on. You also have to keep in mind, though, because say you choose a one-year term, you wouldn't be eligible to pull from that approval amount till halfway through your term, so in 6 months. So you'd really want to know how much money you are going to need over that period of time, because that's what you would have to take. And whatever you take, you pay back on. Are you the sole owner of the business? Or are there any other owners?
No, I'm the sole owner.
Okay. And is your credit fair? Is it excellent? Where do you think it falls?
I think it's great.
Okay. So we'll look at a few factors. Credit is not the main factor for this particular program. It's the cash flow of the business, so your revenues, your ending balances, that sort of thing. That's what we look at.
Right.
Because we're banking on the fact that, you know, you have this steady revenue coming in and you're going to pay the loan back. But
Right. What
you usually will see, and it's not going to be an APR, there'll be a fixed cost to the funds. So it usually will start about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there, so, which means if you borrow, let's just use $100,000. On $100,000, say you got the lowest payback at 10 cents on the dollar, so that would be $110,000 principal and interest, and that's just a fixed cost. You know exactly how much you'll pay back. And then if you were to pay it back early, then there would be an additional discount that could range from 6 to 25%. Off the remaining interest. Yeah, so it just depends. Some people may pay it off in 2 months.
Let me just rewind this real quick. Just,
sure.
You know, so let's say I do, I take $100,000.
Yeah.
So the $100,000 gets deposited to my account. Now,
yes.
I have, you're saying up to a year to pay it back. So that means if I take $100,000, let's say I take $100,000 today, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you know, I start using the money. So in a year, I have to, by the end of the year, starting tomorrow, I have to put back $100,000 plus $10,000.
No, it starts getting paid back immediately, the principal and interest. So by the end of your term, the loan is paid off.
Mm.
So it's paid back.
So pretty much you have to divide $110,000 divided by 12 months.
Exactly, unless you know, chose a longer term. So say you chose 18 months, then that's, you know, spread out over a longer period. We have a lot of people that want to have a cushion, so they'll choose the longest term and then they'll just pay it off early, you know, when the season comes back around and it gets busy. But they want to just make sure that they have that cushion. Some people have projects and they just need the funds for a couple of months, so they'll pick a shorter term and just pay the loan off sooner, but it's really up to you what term you choose.
So, if, like, again, let's go back. Let's use like an easy number. So, if we do
$100,000
over 12 months, that means
mm-hmm.
that every month I got to pay, let's say, I got to pay, what is it, like $10,000 a month?
Yeah, it's roughly like $9,100, I think. Yes, that's exactly correct. Yep.
Now, if based on it, don't matter what. So, it's like, If out of the $100,000 I only use $10,000, I'm still paying that $9,100 based
you,
on what I borrowed.
So you do not want to take the money unless you're going to use it, because then you have to pay interest on it. So, you know, you really want to decide how much money you're going to need, whether it be for a particular project or a cushion or payroll or supplies, whatever it may be.
So if I want to use it as a cushion, let's say I get this approval for $100,000 and it's parked right there. I'm not using it. So I'm only paying the minimum interest on it pretty much if I'm not using it.
You still have to pay back on the loan.
Yeah, but I didn't use the money, so the money's kind of like there.
Whatever you, okay, so whatever you take, you start paying back on.
Okay, so it don't matter if you use it or if you don't use it. So you still got that monthly payment.
Exactly. So we'll approve you for the max amount. So you say you get approved for $200,000, but right. you know what, I don't need $200,000, but I know it's there. So
right.
In a few months, if I need more, then I can pull from it. But if I don't need it right now, I'm not going to take all that money because it just doesn't make sense for the business.
Okay, so let's put it this way. Let's say that I did borrow $200,000 and it's been sitting there for a whole year, right? And I didn't
yes.
pay you every month.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, that money's mine pretty much.
You can use the money for whatever you want.
No. Again, I'm sorry I'm asking you all these questions, but I just need
yeah,
to
no problem.
Here.
Sure.
Let's say you do approve me for $200,000, so I know that I have $200,000 sitting somewhere, but I won't touch them. I don't need them. They're right there. I'm approved, and I'm not using a dime of it. How that works?
So you still have to start paying back on the loan because this is a short-term business loan. So you, whatever you pull from this approval, you have to start paying back on.
I got it. No, I meant what about I don't pull nothing out of it at all? But I do have it. I have the money there.
Then you don't pay anything if you don't pull from it.
That's exactly what I mean. That's what
yeah.
I mean. That was my point. So
mm-hmm.
if I want to start something and have something aside
uh-huh.
for a cushion, knowing that I have it,
sure.
It won't cost me anything until I start pulling money. Then the moment I start pulling money, I pay on the full amount that I borrowed, not just on what I paid, not just on what I took.
No, you pay only on what you take. But
okay.
you can't pull from it, say, I'm going to pull from it today, and then I'm going to pull from it on Friday and then next week. You're going to pull from it, and then depending on the term you choose, you will not be eligible to pull from it again until halfway through the term, depending on the term
okay.
you set
so
up. You choose the term. It could be 3 months. It could be 6 months. It could be a year and a half. That's up to you, and really just need to understand how your business works and what to anticipate in terms of upcoming projects or bills. That's up to you.
Okay. So if I get approved for $200,000 but I only
uh-huh.
pull $100 out of it, I'm only paying back on $100.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm sorry. Like I said, it's one of
those okay.
I've never had a credit line, so you know, we want to see how this works or stuff like that. But let me just, I'll talk with the people here at the office. We'll see what they got to say, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Let me give you my direct phone number.
Hold on. Let me write it here on the thing. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 858.
858.
381.
381.
4423.
4423.
Uh-huh. And my name's Nicole.
Nicole. All right.
Yeah. Do you want me to email you what we would need to approve you? Or do
no,
you want to wait?
For now. Let me just
okay.
I got your number and I'll call you back.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate
Sounds
it.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.